This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm Vincent Benelli. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. Today, hour number one is going to be me and thoughts from my book. Maybe some thoughts on the coronavirus and what you might want to think about and some random thoughts. Hour number two is going to be Joanne and Gordon West. Joanne is a USA Prepares class member, and she decided that she wanted to become a ham radio operator. She wanted to study for her license. We mentioned that here on USA Prepares, and she decided that she was going through the effort. She was going to go through the effort to get her ham license from the Federal Communications Commission, learn how ham radio works, and she sent me an email about that, and I said, you know what? Gordon West is a USA Prepares instructor, and would you like to be on the air with them? And she said, boy, that'd be great. And I said, well, let me see if I can make that happen. So I called Gordon West, and he's written a bunch of books on ham radio operation. He's in the West Coast, and he will be with us next hour along with Joanne. She'll be telling us about, well, what it was like to get her license, the studying, the costs, and why she did it. And Gordon West will tell us a lot more about ham radio operations. Okay, so that's hour number two. So here's some of my thoughts about things that you might want to consider. And as you probably know, that my book is just a whole bunch of random thoughts. As I go through, the day, I'll think about something, and I think I do this a little bit differently. Maybe I should write that down. And so I have notebook after notebook after notebook with these thoughts. And some of them are just, barely significant. Some of them are pretty important. So we'll go through just some of them in a random order. If you buy a plumbing fixture, or let's say you're building a house, what I suggest you consider doing is standardizing on a type of a fixture. So if you're going to have multiple bathrooms, or let's say you're remodeling, and you're going to replace the faucets, consider buying all the same brand and the same exact fixture for the bathroom sinks. And if you have a kitchen sink and a laundry room sink, same thing there. Get the same one for the kitchen as a laundry room. And that way you can get the spare parts, and one will fit the other. Now, if you bought a current model, let's say from the mid-90s to today, faucet, whether it be for a kitchen or a bathroom or a shower control or a soaking tub, or a whirlpool tub, those faucets generally carry a lifetime guarantee. And the companies that make them have names that you recognize, like Moen, Price Pfister, Delta, American Standard, Kohler, names you recognize. And if you have one and it drips, you can call them up. There's a customer service telephone number on the internet. You can call them up and say, I've got this particular make and model, and it's really helpful if you have the receipt. Well, not the receipt, the box or the part number or the model number of the faucet. Okay? If you do, you can say, if you have the receipt, you can say, I bought it in 2002, and it drips. And, you know, I shut it off and it drips. And what should I do? And they'll say, well, I mean, that's obviously the cartridge you need, and we'll send you one for free. And that's what they do. You don't have to pay shipping. You don't have to pay anything. And they do fail. And when they do, it's great to have a replacement. And once you get the replacement, you may decide that you want to get another replacement. So maybe you'll say, you know, I'd like to buy an extra one of these. And that way I'll have it in emergencies should I not be able to get in contact with you guys. And what you're really saying is, I don't know if you guys are going to be around. And since you're making these parts, I ought to get it now. So that would be up to you, of course, whether you want to get an extra one. But in our case, have they failed? Yeah. Have I gotten free replacements? Uh-huh. I have. And what causes that? Well, if you have hard water, there's lime in the water, when you turn on that faucet or turn it on and off, it causes wear. And the wear is accelerated by hard water because of the particles in the water. So it's a good idea, in my opinion, or in my book, to get the same kind of faucets. Now, I have in the kitchen, we have one of those high spout kitchen faucets. It's not really fancy. It just has a high arc and has a single lever. And I bought three of them at the same time. When I bought them, Sam's Club, this is many years ago. This is probably in the 90s that Sam's Club offered them. They don't offer them anymore. But they were $39.99 lifetime guarantee. And it came with the kitchen faucet. It came with the sprayer. And it came with a little bottle that you put the liquid hand soap in. And you push this plunger and out comes the hand soap. Over the years, the bottles have broken. The necks of the bottles that hold the soap have broken. The check valve and the spring assembly and the plunger for the hand soap has worn out. The cartridge has worn out. And whenever they fail, I've got the box stored, and I have the instructions and the make and model and all that, and I call them up, and I tell them what happened. They say, well, we'll be glad to send you one. And so they've sent me a bunch of parts over the years, and what I tell them is the truth. I have three of these. So if it looks like I called you before, it's, well, I did. And I have three of them. And one wears out and has a problem, and another one does, and another one does. So that's why I called three times so far. So you may want to keep that in mind. Now, can you buy a really good quality faucet for $39.99 today? No, I don't think so. It's going to be more like $120. So that's one thought. Another thought is, when I make pancakes, I seem to be the only one in the house who likes them this way, but I take that pancake mix and I make sure it doesn't have aluminum in it. And I read the box. And I make the pancake batter, stir it up. I just use a fork. I don't like using a whisk because a whisk has too many nooks and crannies that can hold the previous thing that was whipped up with that whisk. I only use a fork because they're easy to clean, and I can clean them better than I can a whisk with lots of parts that come together. So I make the pancake batter, and I add extra filtered water. So now it's thinner. Then I let it set for about 5 minutes before I start cooking the pancakes. And I cook them on a cast iron griddle. It's about 10 inches in diameter. It's an old one, probably 100 years old or close to it. And I let it cook slowly. What I do is I clean it each time with vegetable oil. Yes, you heard that right. Vegetable oil. I put some vegetable oil on the cooking surface. I wipe it with a clean piece of paper towel, and I get any dust that might have landed on it off it. Now, we keep it where it doesn't get dusty, but, you know, I still don't want any dust on it. So I wipe it off, and then I heat it. And then when I'm just about ready to cook the pancakes, I will pour on some avocado oil onto the cooking surface that has already been warmed up. and then I will tilt the cast iron cooking surface so that that small amount of oil, maybe a teaspoon, maybe a teaspoon and a half, covers the entire cooking surface. And then I make the pancakes. Now, by adding the extra water and having it thin, I have thin pancakes, almost like crepe Suzettes. And I like them a lot better than those fat, fluffy pancakes that are typically made. I bought a pair of boots because my sneakers are worn out. Absolutely. When I say worn out, I mean worn out. I've already trimmed the laces, so now they're so short that you know, can't keep them tied. The soles have come unglued, and the tops have holes in them. I wear them around the farm. And I decided that with what's happening with the Corona panic, I didn't think that it would be easy to get the kind of sneakers that I would like. I like the old-fashioned kind. Not like Keds from the 1950s, but the kind that have a covering over the toe, so your toe doesn't pop through the front of the sneakers. Ones that actually weigh enough so that if you step on something sharp, it doesn't go through the bottom of your foot. So I decided that, gosh, sneakers are crazy in price. They used to be about $19.99, you know, back in the 1990s, and now they're $60, $70, $80 or more dollars if you get them on sale. And I'm not going to do it. I flat out refuse to do it. So I looked around for a pair of boots that's going to replace my sneakers. And I found them. And the boots that I found, I think, are the finest boots in the world. Now, of course, they're expensive because they really are first top shelf, first class, best in class, in my opinion. And they're made by a company called Thursday, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday Boot Company. And you can find them on the internet. And they're going to cost typically between $200 and $400, which is way more than the price I was not willing to pay for the sneakers. But if you go to eBay, and this Thursday Boot Company offers a money-back guarantee. So if you buy them and you don't like them, they'll take them back within 30 days. That's a pretty good deal. But they're still $200 or so if you buy them direct. Well, what do they do with those boots that someone buys and says, you know what, I don't like them, or I shouldn't have bought them, and they return them? Well, I believe, now I can't prove this, but I believe that they end up on eBay as pre-owned boots. So somebody may buy them, put their foot in them, say, you know what, I don't like them, and then send them back. Well, you can buy them on eBay for about $120 with shipping. And the reason I say that is sometimes it's $100 plus $20 shipping. Sometimes it's $110 and $10 shipping. But with the shipping, or $120 with free shipping, no matter how you look at it, the lowest price that I've seen them at is $120 total price. Absolutely fantastic. So if you're thinking that you want to have a pair of boots that may last you 30 years, ones that you can get resold if you can ever find someone to do that for you and rehealed, I suggest you consider the Thursday Boot Company. I get nothing for this. It's just a decision that I made, and I think they're absolutely fantastic. And I'll tell you how to break them in when we come back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I've got my Thursday boots on. I'm here in the studio. And how do you break a pair of boots in? Well, most people put them on and they start wearing them. I don't do that. And the reason I don't is because you get blisters if you put them on and go to the mall or go shopping or, you know, start walking around in them where you're away from home. So what I do is I put them on. Like right now I have a pair on, and I'm sitting in the studio, so I'm not walking around. They are conforming to my feet. My feet are perspiring, and the boots are taking shape to my feet. That's how I break them in. So I'll do this, you know, several days, maybe for a week, a couple hours a day, where I'm sitting at the desk doing some work, making some phone calls, returning phone calls, that kind of thing. And if you're going to sit down and watch a movie or watch the Idiot Box, that's the time to put on those new shoes or those new boots. And what you'll find if you have a pair of Thursday boots or other shoes or boots with fabric laces, cloth laces, they seem to get untied. Well, if they're black leather, you can put black shoe polish on them. If they're brown, you can put brown shoe polish on them. You should polish your shoes anyway, right? And just polish the part of the lace where you tie it, and they'll stay tied longer. Pickles. I kind of like pickles, and I like the sweet-type pickles. They're cut into discs, and sometimes they might be called like sweet gherkins or something like that. And if you want to make them outstanding, There's only one thing you have to do. Add to the, so you get a new jar of pickles, and you add a half a teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. So you open the jar, you put in the crushed red pepper, you put the lid back on, you shake it up, and you put it in the refrigerator. And every day for about a week, you shake it again. So you just shake it, turn it upside down, right side up, make sure that pepper gets everywhere. And you will find out that within about 1 week, those pickles went from ordinary to extraordinary. I kid you not. So that's if you like, you know, spicy things. Suggest you try that. And if you do, give us a call someday and let us know what you think. So what are some of the supplies to consider for, you know, locking down at your house or your farm or wherever you happen to be, your apartment? I'll tell you that in a second, but I'm going to read to you an email that I sent. I sent this to instructors, USA Prepares instructors. I don't normally do that. I don't normally send out, you know, all points bulletins, but I did yesterday. And I'm going to read it verbatim. It starts out with two USA Prepares instructors. We've been following and covering the Corona panic on air every day since January. As you know, it is real. Numerous phone calls from radio listeners asking to visit me and meet me have been answered with, "The gate is locked." This has been ongoing for weeks. The gate is really locked. We are not entertaining guests. None. We have taken precautions at the farm and are in lockdown for our animals' safety and ours. The telephone still works, though. You may want to consider doing the same. Vincent. That was the email that I sent out. And I'm serious. I am not willing to let the frivolous behavior, the reckless behavior of other people enter our farm and put us in jeopardy. I'm not willing to do it. I don't know where people go. I don't know with whom they associate. And I am not going to let that risk come to the farm. You may want to consider doing the same thing. So what I was saying in this email is, we're not letting people come to the farm. Telephone works. We don't need to have coffee with people who we don't know where they've been or where their relatives have been or where their wives or husbands or children have been. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With just days to go until the Georgia Senate runoffs, the Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia will quarantine after being exposed to someone infected with COVID-19, taking him off the campaign trail. Both Senator Perdue and his wife tested negative. It didn't take New York long to log their first murder of 2021. One person was killed and two others injured during a shooting at a hotel in Queens about 1 a.m. local time. Three males were struck by gunfire during a gathering outside the building. All three were taken to Queens General Hospital, where one died of his injuries. Police are searching for a suspect. Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus vaccine rollouts have not gone as expected. He would have liked to have seen it run smoothly and have over 20 million doses into people today. Dr. Fauci continued, obviously it didn't happen, and that's disappointing. A happy 2021 to you and your family. And thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Illegal immigrants can now get a driver's license in Virginia. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year, or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
16 U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants in the United States. A brawl broke out Thursday after the Mississippi State Bulldogs defeated the Tulsa Golden Hurricane at the Armed Forces Bowl. Tulsa coach Greg Montgomery said sophomore safety Kendarren Ray was being treated for some sort of concussion after he was on the bottom of the pile during a scrum. State beat Tulsa 28-26. Mississippi State finished the season 4-7. Tulsa finished the season 6-3. Michael Jackson's famed Neverland Ranch, 120 miles north of Los Angeles, California, has sold. Billionaire investor Ron Burkle, a former family friend of the Jacksons, bought the 2,700-acre estate. Mr. Burkle paid $22 million, according to public records. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so antibacterial soap. The best place that I've found for most of you to get antibacterial soap will probably be Dollar General. They sell a 10-pack of 4-ounce bars of Dial Gold antibacterial soap for $4.95. So it's 49.5 cents a bar. Now, the soap companies are sneaky, and they sell different sizes. 4-ounce size is about the largest today. They also sell it in a 6-pack, and each bar is 3.2 ounces. A lot smaller, right? About 20% smaller. So if you get the 10-pack, it's $4.95. Now, Sam's Club sells it a little bit cheaper than that. less expensively than 50 cents a bar. But if you don't have a Sam's Club membership, you can get it at Dollar General. And we have. And what do you do if you buy extra soap? Well, I guess you'll have to use it. And how do you keep soap from going bad? Well, here's a real simple way. If you buy 5-gallon buckets, those white buckets with the handles, and you have a lid and they're clean, you can put the soap in there, put the lid on it, and it'll be good for 20 years or more. How do we know? We've done it. Now, where can you get these buckets? Well, believe it or not, if you go to the Chinese factory outlet, to the bakery department, you know, where they make those cakes, they don't make the icing. They buy the icing in 5-gallon buckets. So if you go and talk to them and say, hey, listen, I'd really like to get some of those buckets that the frosting comes in, those 5-gallon buckets, they know exactly what you're talking about. And can you save a few for me? I'll be back next week. Sure, I'd be glad to. Now, they're going to charge you. Nothing goes out of that store without being run through the register. So they'll probably charge you 98 or 99 cents for as many as they have. And it doesn't matter how many they have, they're still going to charge you, 98 cents. So make friends with somebody at the bakery department at the Chinese Factory Outlet, and that's one place to get them. Now, restaurants that serve pickles have them too, but they smell like pickles. We bought 100 buckets. We found them on the internet, Craigslist, and they're available within 100 miles, and we use them for everything here at the farm. We pick up, we put tools in them, carry the tools out to the job where we're working, or put the tools in the Jeep, and we take the bucket with the tools in it to fix the fence. I mean, that's what we do, and we use them for all kinds of things. We put in cattle treats, you might call them cow biscuits. They call them bucket rattlers around here. Or they call them range cubes. Well, they're not cubes. They're actually, they're round. They're like rolls of pennies, but they call them range cubes. I don't know why, but that's what they do. And we'll put 5 pounds in there, and we'll walk out with the cows, and we'll give them those treats. We'll hand feed them the treats. So we use these buckets for all kinds of things. We paid $1.40 per bucket and 10 cents per lid. So for $150, we bought 100 buckets with lids. Now, can you put soap in them? And these are food grade. And make sure that, your bucket didn't contain insecticide or some toxic chemical. And so we bought them, and they're all rinsed out. Of course, we're going to scrub them with the power washer and detergent. But you could put those bars of soap in there. You could put pasta in there. Put the pasta, don't put the pasta against the wall of a plastic bucket that you haven't, you don't know if it's really been cleaned to your satisfaction. Make sure you clean it and then put it in a plastic liner and then put the pasta in it. Or whatever else you want to put in it, maybe medicines, keep the medicines in their original container. But what it does is it keeps more air from exchanging in and out of those packages. That's really what it does. Because with the heating and cooling of the items that you want to preserve, the oxygen kind of destroys the products, the food products, the medicines, and so forth. So if you keep that oxygen exchange down to a minimum by putting it in one of these plastic buckets or a jar with a tight-fitting lid, those items that you want to protect will last longer. And I was thinking about weddings. And how so many people are going to be invited to weddings this summer. I wouldn't go. I would not go. And I won't go. And neither will any member of our family. So if you have a family member who's thinking about getting married, let's say it's a son or a daughter, you might want to encourage them to do a little bit of research and find out what is really necessary for a wedding. And really what's necessary is that the two people who are getting married have thought it through, think that it'll work for them, that the families both agree, and there'll be less hardships there if the families both agree. And then you have a backyard wedding, without a blood test and without a state license. You don't need a state license. You just declare yourself married with some witnesses. That's what I would do. Save all that money. I mean, why do you want to spend $10,000 for a wedding? Why would you want to do that for one day? Why? Well, unless the people are me first and they feel it's so important to waste all that money on a big wedding. And as far as the engagement ring, does it really need to be a diamond? I asked Mrs. Finelli if she wanted an engagement ring or another room of the house that we would be buying. She said, that's easy. Another room. So she did not get an engagement ring. And do you know what? It's been okay. And I don't know what it is about engagement rings, but it's just stupid to me to spend $1,000 or $2,000 or however much they cost for something that you could lose that you'll never get your money back on. You'll never get your money back on an engagement ring. You know, if you buy it for $1,000, you say, you know what? She decided she wasn't going to marry me, so I want to return this ring. You're not going to get your $1,000 back. 14% of the patients who recover from the coronavirus test positive again. So we all believe now, and we believed it from the very beginning here at USA Prepares, that this virus is man-made. In my opinion, it could be the sum of all of our worst fears. There's going to be death. There's going to be collapse of the supply chain, then the government, then the monetary system, then humanity, and then mob rule and Mad Max. Now, let's think about that. The coronavirus information has been muzzled by the White House. Vice President Mike Pence is in charge and must approve all information relayed to the public. So my question to you is, who's coming to your house? Who would be showing up at your door? Well, I read you the email that I sent out. No one's coming to our door. The gate's locked. So, let's say you are the father of a traditional 1950s, 1960s family. You're married and you have two children who are married and have one child each. So we've got you and your wife, your two sons, your two daughters-in-law, and two grandchildren. That's eight. Eight of you. All right, so those eight people are going to be eating. Now, but what about your daughter-in-law's parents, their children, their spouses? Their parents would be two, their two children would be two, their spouses would be two more, and their children two more. That'd be eight more. Now there's 16 of you. Does that sound reasonable? I think that's the way it plays out. I really do. So if each one of you eats one can of food per meal, now that can be a can of corn, a can of baked beans, it could be a can of green beans sliced, or cut, either style, and eat one can per meal, that's 48 cans per day. That's four cases of 12 cans each. Now, in 30 days, that would be 360 cases. That would be a month's worth. How many cans is that in a month? That's 4,320. Next question is, would your can opener last that month? Would your can opener open 4,320 cans? Is it a manual can opener? If it's an electric can opener, will you have electricity? So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line and say, wait a minute, we can't have all these people here. We're not prepared for that. We don't have 16 pillows, 16 blankets, all the toilet paper that's going to be needed. We don't have all that. So where would you draw the line? Have you had that discussion with your family? You should probably have that discussion. Would those people that come, how many of them smoke? How many of them would go ballistic without cigarettes? How many of them would smoke in the house in the middle of the night because they just have to? They're addicted. What if somebody in your family has a respiratory problem already, let's say asthma, and then you bring in one of these smokers. How's that going to work? Will it work? Well, we have already trimmed the fat here at the farm. We've trimmed the fat of those whom are untrustworthy, unreliable, people who are takers, people without skills, and people who can't ramp up fast enough. And people who have already violated our trust. They're out of the picture right now. Now, there used to be a number of people who we would have welcomed in the past into our farmhouse as things get bad. But if they have violated our trust, or we see them or saw them do something that we think is immoral, they're no longer in our picture. Think about that. What would you do? What would you do? You know, there's a term that we talked about called situational morality or situational ethics. Kurt Wilson and I were on the phone talking about it a couple days ago, and we came up with those terms. And what do I mean by that? Well, here's an example, and I've said this in the past, so this is nothing new. I've said that if any of our children decided that they were homosexual, they would not be welcome in the family. They'd be kicked out. Why? Well, because if they decide that they're homosexuals and they think that that other person of the same sex is more important than continuing the family line, then we don't want them in our family. If their immorality has attached itself to our family, they're no longer in the family. I'll tell you more about this when we come back. And I'm absolutely positively serious about this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I've been talking about situational morality, situational ethics. So here's an example. So let's say you decide that homosexuality is immoral, and it bothers you, and it bothers your spouse, and you take a position against it. Well, kind of like the Bible says. And then your child says, "Mom, Dad, I'm a homosexual." Now, the parents are in a position, a very difficult position, because they raised that child. They put a lot of time and money into that child, a lot of love. And now the child says, "I'm homosexual. You know, we're not going to have children because we can't. The laws of physics say and biology say we can't have children." So there goes the family line, all the lineage. But I really love this other homosexual, and it's more important to me that my feelings and my happiness are, you know, more important than morality. So what do the parents do? Typically, they do the same thing. They say, "Well, I really love that child, and I guess we're just going to have to embrace their homosexuality. Not in my house. I've told all of our children, get a tattoo, you're out of the will. You decide you're homosexual, you're out of the family." So what I'm saying is that's situational morality and situational ethics. So it's immoral when it's another person's family that has homosexuals in it. But when it happens to your family, well, you know, it's different, right? I'm saying it's not different. And I have a real problem with these situational ethics and situational morals. Okay, laundry detergent. You know, the single most important event or product or thing that was invented that extended life, in my opinion, was hygiene. The products that relate to hygiene, like a bar of soap. That's why soap is so important. And what's really happened is the people who are fighting, literally fighting, the cops have been called to Costco because of skirmishes over toilet paper. That's already happened this week. Well, I think they've forgotten a real key ingredient, which is soap, bar soap. And laundry detergent. Well, if you want, in my opinion, some of the best liquid dishwashing detergent that you can get, that'd be Dawn or Palmolive. They are the best, in my opinion. Now, there might be others, But I found those two to be the best. And what about the washing machine detergent? I have found that the best for us, we have a agitator type, an old-fashioned washing machine. Wind Fresh, W-I-N-D, Fresh, F-R-E-S-H. You can buy it in 35-pound buckets. The last time I bought it, it was about $14 a bucket shipped to our house. Can you imagine that 35-pound bucket up filled with laundry detergent? The bucket, the laundry detergent, and the shipping, about $14 total. Well, Sam's Club has it. You can buy it on the Internet. It's more expensive now, but I suggest you consider that. Okay, next, water wells. We have a water well, and many of you, I'm sure, do too. And if you have one, do you have what you need to keep it running should it fail? Well, there's the well pump. That's usually at the bottom of the well, submersible pump. Some are above ground. A well wire splicing kit. You might want to get one of those. They're like $5, $6 on the Internet. I bought two just recently because it was less expensive to buy two than it was to buy one. And then a well pipe torque arrestor. So every time that submersible pump kicks on at the bottom of the well, it twists the pipe. And the more it twists, the more the pipe is likely to leak. So you can put a torque arrestor on it, and you should. And they are about $15. Mine was about $15 I had shipped in. Total price $15. Try to get one made in USA rather than cheap Chinese stuff. Then there's a well pressure regulator. It's actually a relay that kicks on and off depending on the pressure in the well pressure tank. You might want to consider getting one of those. Get one that matches the same pressure that you have now. Then there's a well pump control box for some wells that well pumps. Sometimes the control box is above ground sometimes, and it contains a capacitor that goes bad. Sometimes the capacitor is in the well pump itself. There are two different styles. I like the one that has a replaceable control box on above ground. That might be in your garage or basement or somewhere in your house. And the well pressure tank. The kind I bought was 86 gallons. It's four times the normal size. Why? Because the bigger the well pressure tank, the less frequently the well cycles, the well pump cycles on and off. The less the well pump cycles, the longer it lasts. So I was willing to spend an extra $150 to get a four times larger well pump pressure tank than the standard size, because the well, to take out a well pump, the bottom of a well, if you have to hire someone to do that, now you're looking at a couple thousand dollars. So make yours last longer. And when you pressurize your well pump pressure tank, that pump, that should be pumped up 2 pounds less, 2 pounds less than the maximum pressure that your well pressure switch is set for. And we can talk about that some other time.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.